Welcome to day four of Microsoft Ignite here in Chicago, and goodness gracious, what a fantastic few days this has been.
I didn't even know what to say. I'm so glad I have a voice to be able to talk, but oh my goodness.
Hey, welcome back to our continuing coverage right here on Channel 9. We will be here with you all day long, starting off with us. Just a quick little highlight recap, see what's going on, get the feel, the pulse of the event.
I think it's extremely elevated right now. The excitement in the air. People are filing back and forth, grabbing their Java, getting ready to go. They're already getting set up for the sessions. They're going to be starting, in about 15 minutes or so?
Yeah, in about 15 minutes. Once those sessions begin, we're going to go live to the hot rooms.
Yep.
Where you'll be able to actually watch if you are sitting at home or if you're sitting in your hotel room. If you're sitting in your hotel room here in Chicago, I highly recommend you come on down.
Oh,
it's going to be a fantastic afternoon.
It's gorgeous outside. We understand if you decide to play hooky, but... Please don't. It is beautiful outside. You mentioned the hot rooms. Right after this countdown show, the hot room that we're going to be going to is going to be expert level Windows 10 development with Johan and Michael for that one that's coming on now. Very cool for that one there. And then we're going to be coming back here to the live stage with a little bit of software-defined networking, I do believe, with Matt McSpirit interviewing Jose and Sid from the storage team.
That's going to be awesome.
It's one of those technologies that's it's hot. It was awesome in 2012 and 2012 R2 when we all of a sudden got hybrid capabilities. But storage replica and all the stuff you can do with that. And I've shot a great video with a guy about how they were testing 25 kilometers. You know what a kilometer is, right?
Yes, I know what a kilometer is.
25 kilometers of distance between two servers in a rack connected by a fiber optic cable.
Wow.
I don't have it here, but I just said it's very, very cool that we shot that one.
So we're going to go back to the hot room with Ertl, a good friend of us, of ours. He's going to be talking about advanced Windows defense against security being a big theme here at Microsoft Ignite.
Oh, yes.
And another fantastic session where Ertl's going to join us for that. And then I believe we've got some networking. Is that what I have here?
Networking capabilities. So we started off with the software-defined storage.
Storage,
and
yes.
Matt is doing a double header today, and he's going to be doing software-defined networking stuff and changes with networking stacks in VNex.
So again,
with Greg.
You're starting to see this trend along the lines of Windows Server, where we've got software-defined storage, software-defined networking. There's this trend in
all the on-premises stuff. All the cloud stuff, it's all kind of merging together.
Right.
The fog, let's say. But then I was about to say, we go into this crazy kind of thing. These two guys take over the stage and they do a live video podcast. It's called Patch and Switch.
Yes.
Two guys who couldn't cut it in the landscaping business.
Oh.
Changed to an IT practice.
Excellent.
I'm hearing in my ear right now that we're actually going to be rolling the final countdown show, which apparently they recorded cameras with us without our knowledge as we were doing all those countdown videos.
Hang on a second. So when they say that the cameras are actually rolling,
yeah,
they may have been rolling beforehand.
Correct. They just let us know at one point in time. So stay tuned if you're having fun and watching those countdown videos. We had so much fun making them. There is going to be some interesting bloopers and outtakes, of which we still have not seen. So it's going to be our time first.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about that because our editors are awesome, but they also love to make us...
Look
great. Feel a little uncomfortable.
Look great, yes. That kind of wraps up the live stage at 1:30. So come on down live here at Microsoft Ignite, just in between the food hall and the Tech Expo.
Absolutely. Next up, after the Patch and Switch live show, we go to the hot room for an insider's guide to desktop virtualization. Can I go to that show? Can I go to that session? Are we free?
I believe you. I will cover the time. You covered me yesterday, so I could go off and take a look at the expo hall yesterday.
Yeah,
I'll cover you here for being able to take questions and stuff like that. So, yes,
Ruben is an excellent speaker, an MVP. You guys at home are really going to love the show. Again, desktop virtualization if you're into that. We're going to come right back here to the Channel 9 live stage with some Azure Active Directory.
Yep, Simon May is going to be back.
I've been watching the Twitter, and there is a lot of buzz about the Azure Active Directory sessions that have been going on right here at Microsoft Ignite, so you want to check that out.
The hot room that we throw to after that one there, this I talked to Mark about this yesterday.
Yeah.
Apparently, they actually go out to dinner the evening before. Mark is a steak guy, and the other Mark is a fish guy. Which one is what? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember. Well, I'm pretty sure.
Manassi's the fish guy.
Right. So, just so everybody knows, because you were reading it.
I'm sorry.
Mark Krasinovich and Mark Manassi together on the stage at the same time about cloud computing.
And just because that session is so popular, it's live streamed. So don't stress out if you can't get in the room. If you're trying to get in the room for that one there, just go. Be courteous and be nice to your classmates that are going to be inside the hallways lining up to get in. Get a seat, move in, and make room for your other friends because that is a very popular session.
Yes.
But don't worry. The second screen experience, if you're here at Microsoft Ignite, definitely works and you're able to go off and watch that session live no matter where you are. And if you're not here and joining us in the beautiful Chicago, you are able to see it on the live stream at ignite.microsoft.com or channel9msdn.com.
Now remember, there's also additional viewing areas that they've been setting up. You can also view inside the Expo Hall if you're here for Expo Hall. That would be the last session that you could view in the Expo Hall as that closes, I believe, around 4 p.m.
It's closing time for that today?
Yes, it is.
I still haven't. People are going around with these emoticon pins.
Yeah.
That you apparently can go, I think it's Skype for Business, and you have to go off and visit all these partners and you get these emoticon pins. I was able to find one. Apparently there's like 20 of them. And then my kids found out that they had the emoticon pins, and now they've sent me on a mission. I have to go find the rest of them. So I've got to at least bring back some pins. If you have any spares, stop on by the desk and drop one off for me. But I'm on a mission this afternoon.
4:30 this afternoon, after we come out of the hot room.
We're going to be talking Linux and open source.
Oh, really?
Yes, we're going to have Tom Harberger, I think his name is. He's a guy that Corey Sanders' compute team hired from the startup world. He actually used to work on Windows, left to go in the startup world, sold a startup, and then came back and is all things Linux on Microsoft Azure and also partners. We're going to be talking about partners, some new announcements of different partner images and things like that, and just the general philosophy for what's going on with Linux and open source on the Azure Compute Platform.
That's going to be awesome. Now remember, anytime that we are here, in between the hot rooms, you can ask us your questions by using the hashtag MSIgniteCH9.
Right.
We have one more session in the hot room before we close out the hot room for the week, and we've saved the Godfather for last.
I was about to say, you didn't say the best, because then the other marks get upset.
We're not going to go there.
Yeah.
But Jeffrey Snover, who joined us yesterday on this stage, if you missed it, is going to be talking about Windows PowerShell Unplugged. And I'm pretty sure there's really nobody else who could really do an Unplugged session about PowerShell.
He does PowerShell Unplugged. I think he doesn't have any slides. His bullet points are literally written in PowerShell ISE for you to be able to go off and see what we're going to be talking about. He takes questions from the cloud. He codes on the spot. He makes mistakes. You actually see that Jeffrey is a real human being and just bashes away at the code to be able to get stuff done, and it's just, it's a wizard to watch him work. It's like magical PowerShell pixie dust emanates from the laptop fans.
I wonder if he could do the whole session just in ISE. Like
I'm pretty sure he does. I'm pretty sure he does.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
But then we have to work, right? We've got one last one.
Yeah, so those of you who've been with us over the course of the week, we have been leaving you at 6:15. Tonight, we're going to stay on an additional 15 minutes and say a little goodbye and wrap up of the entire coverage, live coverage here at Microsoft Ignite. Now, of course, if you are attending here live, you still have one more day tomorrow. We have a fantastic celebration coming up for everyone tonight. Also, tomorrow, I want to say it's around noontime. Don't quote me on that, but we will be posting the final event wrap-up video.
Correct.
Highlight video, which is going to be absolutely fantastic. You're going to want to check that out. Speaking of highlight videos, Alex Bradley has once again joined us via the VTR, as they say in the industry. videotape recording. Okay. Did you like how I did that?
That's very slick, man.
Wasn't that awesome?
I call it that tapey thingy over there.
Anyway, Alex is going to bring us highlights of what happened yesterday here in Chicago at Microsoft Ignite.
Hello from Chicago. I'm Alex Bradley, here to recap day three of Microsoft Ignite. It was another content-filled day. We've even been repeating some of the breakout sessions where there was huge demand. So we've had sessions, certifications, hands-on labs, networking at every corner and every meal. There was a particularly special session at the Women in Technology lunch, which was really well attended.
It was super interesting for me because we had four very successful women on the stage, and they all have very different upbringings and how they got to the place they got.
There was one panelist that was a single mom, very much like myself, and I've just recently transitioned into a management role and trying to figure out how to balance it all and being the best that I can in my current role. So it spoke to me.
Channel 9 has been having live interviews throughout the week, and they had a fantastic one yesterday with Mark Rusinovich.
I am joined by Mark Rusinovich.
Yep.
CTO of Azure.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
Well, thank you for fitting this in. I mean, you've got a number of sessions that still have yet to come.
That's right.
And of course, it's not all business here at Ignite. The conversations and the networking continue well into the evening after the breakouts are finished in after-hours sessions at hotels throughout Chicago. Tune in tomorrow morning for the recap and the highlights from day four of Microsoft Ignite.
All right. Thanks, Alex, very much. Thank you, thank you.
We have some breaking news. The hands-on labs area, the last top lab that's been done for the last couple of days was the Securing Office 365. It has been unseated by building Windows 10 apps in the Microsoft Visual Studio 2015.
That was not the breaking news you were supposed to read.
Oh. It's the wrong page?
Yeah, that's the wrong page.
Oh. Which one was I doing?
Super happy to announce and let everybody know that May 9th through the 13th of next year, we will be right back here in the city of Chicago for Ignite 2016. So you're going to want to stay tuned for more additional news, but let's get that in the calendar. I've already sent you a schedule.
A reminder?
Plus.
Okay. 369 days from now.
You've actually counted 369 days. Have you done the T-minus on the weeks?
Not yet. That's okay. Going to come up soon. But
we'll come up later. Again, May 9th through the 13th, we're back here in Chicago for Microsoft Ignite 2016. Is it too early to start doing a countdown show?
I don't know. I tweeted it. I haven't checked the responses yet. I said, can we start? What do you think? Because I'm excited.
I think we should probably wait until after tomorrow.
Okay.
When the event actually ends. It's been a fantastic week. Lots of stuff going on. You can follow along with us when you are at home and interact with us using the hashtag MSIgniteCH9. Remember, of course, we go directly to the hot room coming up in just a few moments. We're going to be streaming you live sessions along with some fantastic technical interviews and a little bit of shenanigans as far as a podcast is concerned later on today.
It's fun. Come on down and see us. It's a lot of fun what we do for that one there.
Any closing thoughts as we wrap up day three and jump right into day four?
I had a question that came up with people dropping by about the trip report, what they should do. Don't forget, there's actually a automatically generated trip report you can get from your schedule in my
Ignite. Yes.
To be able to start off sharing your knowledge of the stuff that you've seen and done back with your employer and with other people that didn't get a chance to make it.
Yeah.
And don't forget, all the sessions are available inside the My Ignite site as well with the second screen experience up to 30 days after the event. After that, they're archived inside of the Channel 9 environment as well. Share those. If you get stressed out about having to go off and have multiples in the last day trying to cram them all in, take a break. You've been through a lot. You can take a day and just kind of wander around the expo hall and stuff like that. Actually, someone mentioned that they blocked off an hour and change today instead of taking a session just to wander around.
It's fantastic news, fantastic advice. And of course, we always recommend working on those trip reports as you can kind of throughout the week, because you can end up forgetting things if you don't.
Did you start yours?
I have not yet started my trip report.
I've almost got my wrap-up email going.
Oh, really?
Almost.
Okay.
I've got the draft, which says wrap-up email.
Hey, well then, you've got the subject matter, actually, the subject line on there. that pretty much covers it from a kind of welcome. We are just about to kick off day four. at at Microsoft Ignite 2015. We're going to send you up. What are we talking about today? What's the first
expert level Windows 10
deployment. Awesome.
Expert level.
We're going to talk about Windows 10 deployment when we come back live from Chicago and Microsoft Ignite.